I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to say congratulations on winning Best of Radio Show, the Santa Fe Reporter.
Thank you. And
you should be very proud.
Oprah
should know about this.
Numbers 1 and 2 were me and KSFR News.
That's right. Almost a clean sweep.
And let's speak about the arts. What's happening this weekend and beyond?
All kinds of junk and
stuff.
Besides Restrepo tonight. I watched the screener last night.
What'd you think?
It blew my mind.
I thought it was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Everybody should see it. I don't really usually read reviews when I read books or watch films because I just want to... sort of do the St. John's method and take the text and it's purely and not be influenced. But I did end up reading the New York Times review, and it basically said at the end something like, I don't mean to lecture, but everybody should take 90 minutes out of their day to see this and to see what you're paying for and what this war is. And it does give... I mean, one of the things before we went on the air, this Captain Dan Kearney, who we were talking to, said... when we watched the film, we felt like you made it for us.
Yeah.
Not for any public, not for anybody else, just for us, meaning the soldiers, which I thought was profound.
No, I felt the same way. I didn't feel like it was created to sway public opinion. It was created just to basically tell the story.
Yeah. And it's not, and what it does so well is it's not political, but whatever conversation you want and need to get into about politics, it gives you real substantial material to talk about.
Right, especially now.
Yeah.
all kinds of great stuff going on today. Let's see. Well, there's tons of openings. First off, at Gerald Peters Gallery, there's Under Western Skies, a group show with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. That's up through October 17th. Gosh, what else? Lou Allen Galleries at the Rail Yard is having an opening. Enduring Terrain, Paintings and Monotypes by John Fincher. And there's a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. And that's up through September 5th. God, there's so many openings. If I read them all, we run out of time to do anything else.
Well, there's a lot of openings, including Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary from 10 to 4 tomorrow down on Route 14 on the Turquoise Trail.
Route? Is it a route or a highway?
Highway 14?
Yeah, I think it's a highway.
Highway 14.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Route, that's one of those...
roots grow in the ground and highways are things you drive on.
Terms from my childhood, everything was Route 44.
Oh, yeah?
Route 60. Well, Route 66 we have out here. I don't know. Anyway, it's on Highway 14.
Also on Friday, three fabulous guitarists, Daniel Western, Stuart Green, and Roberto, I hope it's
Capocchi.
Pronounced Capocchi.
Yeah. Who was on the show earlier this week.
He was, yes. That's 7 p.m. Tonight at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space over at the College of Santa Fe,
yay,
which will have apparently a new name at the end of August.
Yeah, the College of Santa Fe, that's right,
University
of Santa Fe?
Design and Art and something.
Right, Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Oh,
that's
way too much of a handful. But there's a story in today's Pasatiempo by Moi.
The acronym would be SWAD.
SWAD?
S-F-U-A-D.
SWAD. if you would get them for more tickets for that, you can call 575-737-0276.
Or just show up.
Yeah, you can just show up. There's I won't talk about prices, but there's three sort of ticket levels. So it's,
Hey, a poet conspiracy. The poet conspiracy at Chato Contemporary Art presents a poetry reading by Debbie Brody tonight at 6:30. Chato Contemporary Art is at 112 West San Francisco, Suite 203.
Sweet. Jazz in the Hall on Saturday. Santa Fe Art Institute series continues with guitarist Joshua Breakstone, who joins John Tredacosta and the Straight Up Jazz Ensemble at 7 p.m. in Tipton Hall, also at the College of Santa Fe. You can call 428-1527 to dig ticket prices for that. Also, that night on Saturday, Miniature Tigers is playing over at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. Awesome indie rocks from, I think they're in Brooklyn now, but they hail from Phoenix. So go out and give them some support if you want. Tickets are available at the Lensic, 988-1234.
Most excellent.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Today, from 5 to 8, the New Mexico Museum of Art is serving free root beer floats, or brown cows, as they are sometimes known. It's part of the exhibition Soulmates, S-O-L-E, Soulmates, Cowboy Boots, and Art. And that, oh, look, they invited me to scoop ice cream, but I didn't see that until just now. Anyway, that's tonight.
You'll get carpal cone tunnel syndrome if you do that too long.
I can't go. Sorry. Sorry.
But I'm sure you could just, you know, scoop one, eat one. Scoop one, eat one.
Yeah, that's true. But brown cows, man.
Yeah. On Saturday, also speaking of poetry, Venus in the Badlands 2, a tribute to Todd Moore, who passed away, I believe, in March of this year. He wrote a great series called Dillinger, and he's kind of an outlaw poet. And they're going to have a tribute to him Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Gerald Peters Gallery. If you want more information, you can call 954-5757. I understand there's going to be a bunch of his books available also. In the bookstore. Go to the bookstore. Don't just wander around the gallery. Well, you could, but if you want to go to this event, go to the bookstore. What else? Oh, this is the final week for Grito Flamenco. The season finale is on Sunday, but I believe there are performances on Friday and Saturday at 8:30 also. It's happening at El Farol. The National Institute of Flamenco is presenting it. It's the it's a summer cabaret series. There's a review of it in today's Pasta Tiempo, but this is the last weekend to catch it. So go check it out.
And Pax Christi has their annual event, the Hiroshima Commemoration, and that is today and tomorrow. So tonight at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe, Bishop Gabino Zavala, who's president of Pax Christi USA, will speak about nuclear abolition. There's a suggested donation. And then tomorrow, from 9 until noon, there will be a nonviolence training at Santa Maria de la Paz here in Santa Fe, down near the Santa Fe Community College. Lots more stuff. If you have any questions, you can call Bud at 505-264-2838.
Call Bud.
Bud.
Call Bud. He'll hook you up.
Call Bud.
Books at the Market. Collected Works Bookstore presents, I didn't get a chance to write about this in my food column this week, but I wanted to make sure it got mentioned. Collected Works Bookstore presents author Sherry Brooks Vinton signing copies of Put 'Em Up, a comprehensive home preserving guide for the creative cook. It's tonight. You don't even have to be creative, but it's 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday at the Santa Fe Farmers Market. There's of course, no charge unless you want to buy the book, but it's a great book on preserving, which I think a lot of people are going to do this year because everyone's, except for Chile, is having bumper crops of fruit on their trees. Everyone I talked to. So.
Hey, I just got a correction that the Poet Conspiracy at the Chateau Gallery is tonight at 6:30.
At 6:30.
I don't know if I read 7 or 7:30, whatever the previous email said, but anyway, apparently it is at 6:30.
Somebody out there is on top of it. Hey, tonight at the Santa Fe Complex on Agua Fria Street is Retrieving Humanity, an international multimedia installation.
Retrieving Humanity?
Retrieving Humanity.
Are they going to have golden retrievers?
No, because that would be Retrieving Caninity.
No, I'll be Retrieving Prairie Dogs.
Okay. But anyway, there's a story in today's Pasta Tiempo, but it's really interesting what they did. Is they set up all these sort of interactive video kiosks that allow you to speak to people through, I believe, Skype and maybe another service throughout the world. And it should be really interesting. And it's a one-day-only thing.
Wait, you're going to set up on Skype and talk to random people around the world?
Yeah, pretty much. But you should have to read the story in the Pasta Table today. It's really interesting. Casey Sanchez, who wrote the piece on Restrepo, also wrote a piece on this.
Nice.
And also tonight, Victoria Price Art and Design is having an opening. We are here so lightly. Mixed media work by Alexander Eldridge. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m.
And Green River Pottery has their anniversary. Did you read that already?
Nope.
No, it has their anniversary celebration and sale today from 5 to 7. And they've moved from their Chimayo location right here into town. So you can go to Green River Pottery at 1710 Lena Street here in Santa Fe. And I'm looking at the pictures, and they're quite beautiful pottery.
I believe Saturday is the opening night of Britain's Albert Herring at the Santa Fe Opera.
I'm going.
You are?
Yeah. You know what the story of that is?
You know, I do, sort of.
It's adorable. It's hilarious. So basically the kind of, what would you call them, kind of semi-aristocratic town elders are getting ready for their May Day celebration.
Yes.
And they need a May Queen. And so they're talking about which virtuous young teenage girl could be the May Queen. Well, so-and-so was seen kissing the postman, and so-and-so was seen sneaking off with the butcher's son, and so on. And basically, no girl is virtuous enough to be the May Queen. So they get a May King. They decide they're going to have a May King, who's a greengrocer named Albert Herring.
Yeah.
And Albert Herring doesn't want to have anything to do with them, but they're offering a big reward, so his mother says he has to do it. And merriment ensues.
Merriment ensues. There's a great package of stories by James Keller in today's Passatiempo, and there's also, I believe, Robert Knott has a story.
James Keller is really great.
He's fantastic. I'm so glad he's with us.
I know.
He even does a story on the set, about the set of Albert Herring, and the funky packages and things from England during the period, and how they made these cakes, these styrofoam cakes that look really good enough to eat.
Cake-like.
Mm-hmm. Very cake-ish. But that opening is Saturday, and I wish I could go, but I have too much on my plate.
Yeah, we'll go another time. It's playing all through August.
I know. I'll have to get. That's the, if I was going to go and see one this year.
Benjamin
that's
Britten.
That's what I would see.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's. I mean, I've been. This will be the last of the. I will have seen all the five operas this year. They are making me into an opera fan.
Uh-oh.
Against my, well, it was against my will. Now it isn't, but it's. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
And
no, this is a great season, too.
I know. Life is a Dream.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm actually, ladies and gentlemen, going to rerun the opera series next week, because next week they're playing every opera. So I'm going to play the show that corresponds to the opera that's being performed that night.
Oh, sweet.
And I'll probably play the Lewis Spratlin interview for Life is a Dream instead of the show that we recorded, because now that we have him on tape, it was a very interesting conversation, I thought, that we had. And then the following week, I'm going to have a four-part series on climate change.
Four-part series on climate change?
Yeah,
oh,
Monday,
cool.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not next week, but the week after.
Neato.
Yep.
We have guests and things and people?
No, I'm going to talk about it myself for 4 days. Yeah, so we're going to have guests.
I don't think anybody would mind that.
You would when I was done with you.
You know what? Speaking of theater.
Theater.
On a Saturday night, Glamazon, Attack of the 50-Foot Drag Queen.
Nice.
Fairy Dust Entertainment presents Victoria Vale and the Queens of Drag at 9 p.m. on Saturday. It's a dance party with DJ TNT, follows the drag performance. That's at the Silver Starlight Lounge out at Rainbow Vision on Rodeo Road. You can chat up 428-7781 if you want more info on the Attack of the 50-Foot Drag Queen.
Wonderful. And let's see.
And most drag queens are 50 feet once they get the heels on.
50 feet?
Yeah.
Not just 2 feet?
Now, everything's exaggerated.
One heel on each foot?
It feels like 50 feet.
Want to dance salsa? Vibes Latin, the only salsa party in town tonight at El Patio Cafe at 9 o'clock. Food, beer, wine, 18 and up. And that's at 1805 Second Street, so that's the location of the former Cloud Cliff. And that is great fun. You can go to mamboroomonline.com for more information.
There are four or five openings at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts on downtown on Cathedral Place on Monday, the 2nd. There is Oblique Drift, mixed media work by Nicholas, I hope I'm saying this right, Galanin. Dry Ice, Native Alaska Artists and Landscapes, which is a group show. Round Up, which is video work by Tony Mendoza. Mattering, site-specific installation by Rose Simpson. Apaches and Angels, site-specific work by Douglas Miles and Brendan Moore. The receptions are Thursday, August 19th, but the show opens on Monday the 2nd. And there is a reception for another show on the 18th called Wasn't the Dream of the Golden Cities. It Wasn't the Dream of the Golden Cities, which is an installation by the Post Commodity Collective members. All of these exhibits are up through January 2nd, so you have plenty of time to see them. There's a story in today's Passatiempo.
Most excellent. And on a completely different note, Richard McCombs of St. John's College is giving a lecture titled Kierkegaard and the Buddha on Religious Diversity at the Junior Common Room at Peterson Student Center on Wednesday, the 4th of August at 3 in the afternoon. It's free of charge, open to the public, and followed by a Q&A.
Did we talk about Creativity for Pieces event that's happening?
No, please do. This is the first year for ages that I haven't been able to get them on the air. We just couldn't schedule it, and they're fantastic. Please,
they're crazy busy. Well, it's this. This has been going on since 2003. They had this camp, and it's out in Glorieta, out where I live. And what they do is they gather 20. Well, it depends. Sometimes there's more. Sometimes there's less. But they gather young Palestinian and Israeli women, and they bring them together to this three-week camp, and they do all
kinds
of neat activities. Well, they're like 13 to 15 to 20 years old or something like that. So they spend 3 weeks together. They do sort of these collaborative exercises, art exercises. They go on field trips. They went to the Mountain Center yesterday or a couple of days ago. And then after the 3 weeks, they take what they've learned and they go back to their communities in the settlements there and try and sort of, spread a little bit of what they learned here about cooperation. And they do it in their families and the communities, and they continue to have meetings in their settlements throughout the year. And they have leadership programs that are drawn off of the camp. Well, before they take off, they always do a reading here. And so at 7 p.m. on Tuesday the 3rd, they're doing the reading at James A. Little Theater at the New Mexico School for the Deaf. Tickets are available at the door only. I know this, but it's not in this listing. You can't use a credit card.
Oh, okay.
So bring cash or bring a check and some ID. And you can call 505-757-6752. They have a social worker that works with these kids during the collaborative process and during the writing process. So, and a lot of them have some really heart-wrenching stories to tell.
Indeed, they do.
But it's a really popular event. Most of what helps Creativity for Peace operate is private donations, not corporate donations. So it's a great program. You guys should go and support it.
It's a wonderful program, and it's been going on for years. And I swear, when some of those girls become elected the president of their various countries and people, world peace will reign supreme.
Yep, definitely. Voices from the Past is happening on Monday the 2nd. Spanish Water Rights and Bounty of the Common Lands. Change, Continuity, and Clashing Legal Regimes in New Mexico History. It's a lecture by the Associate Curator of Ethnohistory at the Arizona State Museum. And he's also the University of Arizona Associate History Professor. It's part of the Southwest Seminars Lecture Series marking the Santa Fe's 400th. And that's at 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe on Monday the 2nd.
The Tubton Norbu Ling Buddhist Center is offering a new course starting this coming Sunday, the 1st of August, from 9 in the morning till 11:30 in the morning for 5 weeks. It's called Heart Advice for Death and Dying, taught by Don Hendrick, and it's designed to provide an understanding of death and dying and offer practical instructions from the point of view of Tibetan Buddhism. There's meditations that precede each class, starting at 8 in the morning. For more information, you can call 505-660-7056, and that's at 1807 2nd Street, Suite 35, across from Back Road Pizza.
The Santa Fe Desert Corral Summer Festival continues. There's all kinds of events, but the one that I want to mention is on Tuesday the 3rd. It's Song of Songs at 8 p.m. at Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. If you call 988, all these tickets for the Desert Corral are available at the Lenzic. But that show is going to be great, just not only because of the music, but because of the venue, I think.
Yeah, I went to the Romantic Guitar Desert
How was
Corral.
That?
It was beautiful.
Good.
They are so, I mean, the Desert Corral, the singers are so good, and that one is playing, the Desert Corral program is two more times August 5th and 10th.
Yeah, 10th.
Which is, I guess, a Thursday and the following Tuesday. So that's coming up as well. But all their programs are fantastic, but that's the one that I've seen so far. And the singers are, every single one of them is soloist quality, but they are trained to sing so that they can just blend and they're one sound. Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. Yeah. The Romantic Guitar, what they did, there's a bunch of pieces in it, but one of them they set... there's a setting of Walt Whitman's Civil War poems to music with guitar. Beautiful. And then some Lorca poems at the end.
Yeah, some Lorca poems, yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I literally sat there crying. I mean, sitting next to somebody I didn't know, trying not to sniff.
Well, that means it moved you.
It was moving. It really was. Here, here's another opening, Under Western Skies, and that's at the Gerald Peter Gallery, Gerald Peters Gallery. Kenneth Bunn, Arturo Chavez, John Encinas, Walter Mattia, Matt Smith, and Bart Walker. This is going through the 17th of October, and it's all kinds of Western art and sculpture.
There's a listing here. I was asked to mention this. Thursday the 5th at the Santa Fe Public Library main branch, that would be downtown on Washington Avenue, the Margaret Fuller Bicentennial Celebration. Michael Barnett discusses the journalist, women's rights advocates' legacy at 7 p.m., and that's in the community room there at the library. And there's no charge for that.
Excellent. And on Saturday night, come party with Shona Slovakia. That is 7:30 to 10:30 at the Second Street Brewery. Great music, great beer, great food. And what do you know anything about this group, Shona Slovakia?
I don't know anything.
Oh, well.
Especially about that.
Yeah, you don't know anything about anything?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You're a fount of knowledge in almost every area.
Especially heavy metal, which is what I want to talk about.
If now, you like, now we're talking.
This is the weekend for heavy metal. Doesn't matter if you're an older person or a kid. At Core Zone at 9 p.m. on Friday the 30th. Great local band, Green Guy, is hitting the Core Zone stage. As is a band called As In We, and an Albuquerque blues rock, sort of blues rock metal band called Supergiant. And that's at 9 p.m. on Friday at Corazon. For those under 21, you don't even have to be under. You can. This is an all-ages event, which I wish more people would
get. I wish there were more all-ages events in this town.
You know, I gotta give Corazon props. They're doing a lot more all-ages stuff. A lot of metal, but, you know, the kids love it. And so they're making a concerted effort to do more all-ages shows, so I want to make sure everybody knows that. But Warehouse 21 is an all-ages venue, and it's called the Teen Arts Warehouse or something like that. That's the name that the city provides or whatever, but it's for all ages.
It is.
And Saturday, July 31st at 8 p.m., Everything I Am, Torn Between Worlds, and Full Terrests are going to be playing at, it's a small cover, but if you call 989-4423 or go to warehouse21.org, you can get more information on that.
You know, I'm looking at the Shona Slovakia poster, which finally came up on my email, and it says Afro Gypsy Fusion, and I'm seeing stringed instruments, am I seeing a marimba, an electric guitar, an accordion, all kinds of good stuff.
Oh my gosh, is that guy wearing a beanie?
He's wearing a baseball cap with a dark brim.
Okay.
It's not a beanie.
All right.
Not to worry.
That would be cool if it was a beanie, though. I'm fine with that.
A propeller beanie.
Hey, the Girls Inc. 38th Annual Arts and Crafts Show that's happening on August 6th and 8th, 6th through 8th, could probably use some more volunteers. If you want to volunteer for that, it's a big fundraiser for Girls Inc. Call 982-2042 for information and positions and shifts and all that good stuff.
And the Latino Producers Academy with the National Association of Latino Independent Producers is happening at the CCA, and there's all kinds of stuff that we will be talking about that in the future, but it's time to go now. Rob DeWalt has been with us. Speaking of the arts, he is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll be seeing more of you
In the coming weeks, you'll see me next week, definitely.
Yay. No, you won't see me next week because we're
doing
the opera series next week.
But that's right.
Anyway, thanks for being with us. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to the fabulous Dot Foil Computer Services, to whom I'm going to bring my computer later. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Rob DeWalt, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Don't work too hard.
Oh, that's a problem. I'm going to take tomorrow kind of off.
Good. I'm going to garden tomorrow. And then
garden? You can come do my garden.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.